Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ms. Mary. I'm a colleague with Metro Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Just for statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry. What is the year of your birth?
What?
What is the year of your birth?
My birth?
Just the year.
Well, 54.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I went to RE.
I'm sorry?
RE.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Black American.
Okay, and from which country, I'm sorry?
Georgia.
Oh, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the direction in which the city is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as a poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? Could be city services like trash pickup, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, homelessness, gun violence, corruption in city government, health care, public school, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public transportation, the cost of housing and rent, or crime and public safety. You can select up to three.
I can select up to three. Housing, housing for living, and that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. And I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you don't know or never heard of the people, please indicate. So let's start with Mayor Cheryl Parker. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable from 0 to 10? How would you rate it?
6.
Thank you. What about your local police officers from 0 to 10?
My local police officer trained me 20 years ago.
Oh. So what would be the rate?
1.
Okay. What about the Philadelphia City Council?
I don't know them so much.
Okay. What about SEPTA?
SEPTA's done pretty good now, but it could be better.
Okay. And if you can choose a number from 0 to 10, which would be the rate?
What?
From 0 to 10, what would be the rate?
Of what?
Upsetta.
Upsetta. Upsetta. I would say five.
Thank you. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets from 0 to 10?
I think they need more workers. Because I need to be street worker.
Okay. And from 0 to 10, which would be the rate for the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
I would say they need some more workers.
And if you can give them a rate from 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
7. Thank you so much. What about the district attorney Larry Krasner from 0 to 10? Which would be the rate?
The rate, 70 points. I would say about 8.
Okay. 8. Okay, thank you. And what about the police commissioner, Kevin Bessel, from 0 to 10?
I can't stand on that because even though she's a lady, she's going to be here.
Okay. What about Governor Josh Shapiro, from 0 to 10? What would be the rate?
I wouldn't have no idea because Wolf just left office.
What about the Philadelphia Police Department from 0 to 10?
What?
What is the rate for the Philadelphia Police Department? Would you choose from 0 to 10?
70 cents.
What about the council member Kenyatta Johnson? Which rate would you provide her? You don't know. Okay. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I don't know her that well either. So I can't make no one.
But would you say that you some was approved or some was disapproved?
So much disapproved.
Thank you so much. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. You agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Okay. And would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I don't know them that well, so I'm happy to say I don't disagree.
Okay, thank you. Here is a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. Let's start with the availability of good paying jobs. From 0 to 10, how satisfied you are with the availability of good paying jobs?
I'm not satisfied with them all because they don't start nobody else at no $15.
Okay, so what would be the rate?
Everything rated as I'm about 7.
Okay. What about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities from 0 to 10? How satisfied you are?
I don't know. I never looked at it.
What about the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10? How satisfied you are?
I'm a complete failure going to school. I can do math, all kinds of stuff, but I can't read.
Oh, I understand. So would you say neither satisfied nor dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
What about the condition of roads and infrastructure in Philadelphia, how satisfied are you from 0 to 10?
9.
9, thank you. What about the cost of rent from 0 to 10? How satisfied are you? Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you saying?
Yes, what about the cost of rent? From 0 to 10, how satisfied are you with the cost of rent in Philadelphia?
I'm not, because they got rent you can get, you can pay lesser rent if you can get it out in the authority. But a person that chooses to kill somebody, they can't, they won't let them live it out in the authority.
Understand. What about the access for affordable housing from 0 to 10? How satisfied you are with the access of affordable housing in Philadelphia?
I don't agree of that.
Okay, and from 0 to 10, which would be the rate?
I'll say 7.
Thank you. What about the access to public transportation from 0 to 10? Which will be the rate?
I will be the rate. But I have a
public transportation.
Pass. I have a free pass for us over 50. Like I'm 56. I mean 67. 69.
Okay.
No, 69.
From 0 to 10. It would be from 0 to 10 only. It would be a 6, probably?
6 or 7.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to the last year?
About the same.
Okay, and would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
I can get my feet in the door. I know I'll get ahead.
So would you say falling?
No, I can't say falling because I haven't been to... three different programs in the city trying to get home, and I got turned down.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Below is a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Could be groceries, gas, paying down debt, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, public transportation, rent, education, health care, including prescription drugs, personal care, child care, recreation and entertainment, or other. Which would be 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most?
That don't concern me anymore. This concerned me a lot when I had children, small children. But my children are grown, and I'm glad they're gone.
Okay, so would you say groceries?
Huh?
Which would be the goods and services that you consider the more? I'm sorry. Allow me to repeat the question. It's from the... I'm sorry?
I don't understand what you said the last time.
Oh, okay. Let me repeat the question. Don't worry. Select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Could be groceries, gas, paying debt, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, public transportation, rent, education, health care, personal care, child care, or recreation and entertainment. You can select up to 3.
Recreation for me.
Okay. Just that one? Just one? Do you have any other more? Okay. And thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violence, crime? Are you not at all concerned? Not that concerned? Somewhat.
I'm only concerned if somebody hitting me. Basically concerned.
Okay, understand. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
People been, I was about 3 weeks with me, because people been pickpocketing me. When they beat you up because you don't have the kind of money that you're trying to find.
Okay, I understand. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much, on the police department?
It's a lot of police, but all the police are not doing their job.
Oh, okay. But do you consider that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount of money, spends too little or spends too much on the police department?
I couldn't say that because I don't know how much they make.
But if you can choose one answer between right amount, little or much, which will be?
I can't depend on that because they have to get a course of seats at papers, and they only get a quarter. They might lose them, I don't know. But
what do you say to little then?
I would say they owe a company one time on this. Love to get any guns. But they ain't accountable, but they don't have to get.
Okay. Let me read for you the actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city implemented. Let's start with close the open-air drug market in Kensington. That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, little bit safer, or not at all safer?
I couldn't say not at all. A little bit more safe.
Okay. And what about declare a public safety emergency in the city? That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer, because you don't know what obviously on their.
Oh, understand. The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new...
I don't take 911, I don't know my son died. 1980. And I had to call them 3 or 4 times, and they didn't get there. Where did we find police? While I was driving by my block. And that's why I was
understood.
And then they took
and what about... After my,
huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
After they... I got my wife to take the time. Take her to the hospital because I just hadn't got out of water. And they stopped screaming up our porch and I went to the front door and asked them what they had to know. And they said, the backyard. So I go to the backyard in the hometown. By the time I got back to the front door, I heard my son howl. He fell off the dresser. And he had his head on him and his jaw. And when I get
okay.
The police comes. They took him to Germantown Hospital, and that's where he died.
Okay. And what do you think about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries? Would you say that makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, not at all safer? Or somewhat safer would be?
It would be, I will say. Have they done a job right?
Okay. And what about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles? That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer?
I don't have a little bit.
Okay. And what about being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets? That makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer. Because even if they learn back on the street, they might have picked up something in jail or wherever they were, and make it worse.
I understand. And in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently? Do you remember?
No.
Nothing heard or nothing seen about Mayor Cheryl Parker?
Oh, I've never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Okay. She's got
hard to keep up with the government while the government is here.
Understand. And, well, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials. Could be improve our schools and education, remove homeless, hire more.
They sold some of the our schools that were in the district and really we needed them, and they sold.
Okay, and what about get guns off the streets, improve public transportation, support more affordable housing, foster small businesses and local jobs, reduce juvenile crime, improve the city's infrastructure, tackle the opioid crisis, or invest in community development? If you can choose one or two of those items, what will be?
Affordable housing.
Probably get guns off the street would be one.
Mostly, it would be people getting them houses that people get off the street. Because obviously it works for the cleanup crew down in the city. And we need to move the people off from under the bridges, off from under the subway, around the subway. People being there, and some being boxes.
Oh, understand. And well, let me read you a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. And you can tell me if you will strongly support it or you will strongly oppose. Let's start with invest the resources needed to build 3,000 units of good quality housing across the city. Would you oppose or support from 0 to 10?
I will for sure. Because it wouldn't be no good to anybody. They pick properties that's more than you get. I think one check. One check should cover. Okay.
Understand. And what about provide? I'm sorry. I was about to ask. What about provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers? Do you oppose or strongly support?
I'm a strong supporter of people, getting people off the street. And for home, because if they put them in more housing, it'll be less trouble.
Understand.
It was all
other
things that there is. And
what about tax rate flat? What about the keeping tax rate flat for Philadelphia taxpayers? Would you say, do you strongly oppose or strongly support?
When I was in the field working, I thought it was a problem also.
And if you can select the rate from 0 to 10, what number do you provide to that policy to keep tax rate flat for Philadelphia taxpayers?
You know, like friends and partners and stuff like that, I think it is better if government use the money to go buy your house. And that's the only thing I have to do with you, as long as you pay your taxes and everything will be all right. But they don't
and
do
would
it.
You say that? Oh, so would you say neither support nor oppose?
Huh?
Would you say you neither support nor oppose to that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. And what about provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness? Would you oppose or support?
I support before, too. I never took no drugs. I don't liquor, okay. But I don't support drugs.
Okay.
And usually everything comes from some kind of my, okay, if I'm living somewhere, first thing I'll do is pay my rent. I pay my rent.
Okay.
Then I move on to need to realize that. Then I make it sit down and do it.
And what about invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools? Would you oppose or support?
I support.
Okay, so would you say strongly support from 0 to 10? Which would be the rate?
I think 10.
Okay, what about invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk, sweeping, and litter removal? Do you oppose or support?
My first two jobs, I worked from 9 to 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then my next job, I got, I worked it from 3 to 11.
Oh, understand. And what about ads? $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime. Will you oppose or support?
I don't have no issue with that.
Okay. What about invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets? Would you oppose or support?
I oppose because some cars drivers approve. They think they own the highway or the street, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I was about to ask. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for City employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time? Would you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
Strongly support. I can't stay any longer. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
And as you may know, yeah? Go ahead.
I said, I got to go.
We are almost to finish. Let me read the questions quickly because we are just few questions to end the survey, and I very, very appreciate your time. As you may know, Mayor Parquez has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchanges. It will not allow any funds coming from recent opioid epidemic lawsuits. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to the city support for needle exchange program? Would you oppose? Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public school, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Will you oppose or support?
I support.
Your support. And how often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I never support that, of course.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. We're almost done. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you consider yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with family members or friends?
Rent.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else? Okay, well, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Married, okay. It's only the last question. Are you parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
Repeat that.
Yeah. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Did you vote for Joe Biden?
I'm not going to say that. Because my vote is the only thing I can say. Even though I vote.
Okay. And what are the news sources you use? You use Facebook, Twitter, local news stations, Philadelphia Inquirer, Washington Post, CNN, New York Post. Okay. Thank you so much. And just the last question. The last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me just an estimated amount.
About it. That was for judges and people in the bus for primary.
You say 40,000? How much you say? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Huh?
And what was your total family income from all sources before taxes last year? Just
my family, we had a very hard time because I was working for YMCA, and they hollered wanted to give me no money. They gave me more work, but no money.
And which would be an estimated your income? I'm sorry.
My income was very kind of low. That's how I was working for the YMCA.
It could be less than 24,000, 50,000,
more. I was making about $2 an hour.
Understand. Well, with this, we conclude the survey, sir, and I hope that you spend the rest of your day in a good time. Thank you so much for your time helping me with the questions, okay?
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care, sir.